Welcome to 30 Minutes from 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Amanda Schager. Today, we'll be hearing stories from City High Radio, an award-winning youth radio program run by teacher Sarah Bromer at City High School in downtown Tucson. Our first story for today is from a recent episode of City High Radio's podcast. This episode is hosted by Cougar Miller, a junior at City High. Here's Cougar.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of City High Radio's podcast. City High Radio is a youth radio group based in Tucson, Arizona. We write, record, and produce all of our own stories. Our story for this month was produced by Alex Soto, and it's called What is the Most Beautiful Sound? Here's Alex.
Sound is weird to me, because it's just these invisible wiggly waves in the air that hit our eardrums and send a message to our brain. But depending on the shape of the waves, the effect is so different. Like, some sounds can make you super sleepy and relaxed. Others can make you mad to the point you snap and start yelling, or so happy that you cry with joy. But what makes a sound beautiful? I don't know. It's different for everyone, but also kind of the same.
What is the most beautiful sound?
Waves.
Waves. The sound of waves.
A lot of people like waves. It's weird how something so loud can be so calming to people. But people love water.
Like running water in a creek. I'm not usually one for camping, but like that's one of the main things that would drive me to go outside and like do that.
I like the sound of running water. Like just a nice stream, not a waterfall or anything. It just sounds really peaceful to me.
Rain. It soothes me and it helps me sleep.
Probably rain. Because it sounds nice. It makes me sleepy.
I think the rain falling. It's so calming and soothing. And especially here where we live in Tucson, it's always dry and hot outside. And when it rains, it's like a blessing.
What is the most beautiful sound?
Probably the wind, like, rushing through the trees.
I guess, like, the wind is pretty nice.
Wind blowing.
Metal wind shines, like, just flowing in the wind.
What is the most beautiful sound?
Silence.
Silence, probably. Or like birds.
Like birds chirping and just like, I don't know, I just really like the feeling of like being in the wild and like hearing all the like different like calls and weird sounds that animals make.
Birds sound cool. I like the sounds that birds make.
My bird singing.
How does that sound make you feel?
Good, because she has no rhythm but tries hard.
How does it sound like?
Like, weep, weep, beep, beep, tweet, beep, weep.
Some people like the peaceful sounds of nature, but that's not everybody's favorite sound.
You know when you have an old car and it's like very well kept up and you start it and it's like that old car like, that's a really sexy noise. Like, that's a good sound. Like, on a really old Mustang or, like, a really old truck or something when it's, like, a clean, like, rumble.
What is the most beautiful sound?
I don't know. I guess I would have to say music. I always have music on, so good music, not, like, crappy music.
I like a lot of music, especially harmonies. Harmonies, it's numbers of frequencies meshing together in ways that are so simple, in doubles and halves and sometimes thirds, and it just sounds really nice, and it sounds like there's a friendship between the notes.
Let the wind blow east, let the wind blow west, but I don't wanna die in the storm.
What is the most beautiful sound?
The sound of my cat's meow when I get home, when she greets me and she's like, hi. Because she's always just so excited to see me.
One sound that people seem to mention a lot was the sound of another human.
Hearing my friends talk, to me, it feels like that I'm worthy of talking to.
Laughter. Anyone's laughter makes me happy.
The most beautiful sound is, I'm going to go with my wife's laughter.
Laughter.
How does that sound make you feel?
It makes me feel really good. A lot of people talk about my laugh and how much they love it, and hearing people talk about my laugh makes me happy. Yeah, that's it.
My niece and nephew laughing. There comes with their laughter just pure joy, knowing that I'm in that moment with them and enjoying life with them.
My kids laughing.
When all my kids get together, play games and have fun together in the house.
My kids laughing, yes.
How does that sound make you feel?
Oh, it absolutely just makes my heart grow three sizes. It's just the best. I feel so lucky to have that sound in my life.
I also really like when babies sneeze. That just makes me want a baby. I saw this TikTok the other day of this baby sneezing, and then after his second sneeze, he was like, ah! And I was like, oh my God! I was so cute, and I was like crying at it.
I asked my mom what her favorite sound was.
A laughing baby.
What does a laughing baby sound like?
I'm not gonna laugh like a baby.
Really? I agree with my mom. A baby's laugh has got to be one of my favorites. The pure sound of a baby's laughter can make anyone's heart melt into a puddle of love and happiness. I also love the sounds of my boyfriend telling me I'm gorgeous, or my baby niece saying she loves me. But I think my favorite sound is ice clicking against the sides of a glass. It makes me feel at peace. Like when I'm laying in bed reading messages on my phone and I pick up my cup and the ice is hitting against the glass. I don't know why. I just feel like everything will be okay. For City High Radio, I'm Alex Soto in Tucson, Arizona.
That was What is the Most Beautiful Sound by Alex Soto. And you've been listening to City High Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on the Apple Podcast app, or in the app called Stitcher. To hear even more of our stories, visit us on PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. And if you want to learn more about our high school, visit www.cityhighschool.org. Thanks to Gabrielle Petrangelo and Sister Solace for providing the music. I'm Cougar, and see you next time.
That was a recent podcast episode from City High School's youth radio program. Students produced that story earlier this year before the lockdown. Now that schools in Arizona are closed for the rest of the school year, City High Radio students have been recording diaries about what life is like in quarantine. We're going to play some of those diary entries now. This first one comes from Turtle Lewis, a senior at City High. After that, We'll hear from freshman Julia Ortiz and juniors Iman Flanori, Nigel Van Pelt, and Cougar Miller. Here's Turtle.
Right now, I'm about to interview my mom. I'm sorry about the sound quality. We're outside. It's the only place that we can probably get peace and quiet since I have three little sisters, and they're kind of a little annoying, but I do care about them. But when you do want to work on something, you can't really have any peace and quiet around the house since our house is kind of a little bit small. But so I'm interviewing my mom, so I'm gonna give her some questions. How do you feel about the quarantine, how it is, and how it's affecting you?
I've only worked Saturday, last Saturday, which I usually work 35 to 40 hours a week. And only working one Saturday, it's kind of like, it scares me. And worrying about our health, worrying about my family's health, my dad and older family members who have health conditions. There's just a lot of worrying going on in my head, and praying, trying to keep positive, especially with Turtle and his senior year. I'm really worried about him not being able to complete his work. And with my other kids, they've been having fevers and cough, and myself too, and their dad, so we're worried that we may have been infected. But right now we're just staying home and cleaning house, keeping the family going, just wondering what's gonna come in the next few months. And I don't know if you have any other questions.
No, that's fine. I don't know. Sarah, what is it? I do kind of miss school right now. I don't know, just being with you guys, like, in your class every day. I know most of us were excited to go on our senior trip that was supposed to happen this month, and then get ready for next month for our graduation, and I don't know. Alright, wait, my mom has another comment.
Seniors were really looking forward to graduating this year. I worry about some of the students not being able to turn in the work, get their work done, stay focused, and that's another thing I was really, really worried about, especially for my son Turtle. And just thinking about the other parents and the frustrations every day that they're going through, just trying to get schoolwork in and turn into the teachers. That's it.
I don't know. I just have a problem with it because I'm not really used to, like, having internet, even though, like, some of the teachers are kind of like giving us options to get internet, thinking like it'll be easy. Well, for me and my family, it's not that easy. Like right now, just using my phone as the internet, and it helps. At least I'm getting work done, and that's what's being helpful for me. Well, today it was kind of funny because my mom told me a story about my grandpa saying how Native Americans, like, were used to this. And I don't know, I think it's true. I really like being Native. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about this song from this one Native group that I like. And they're called Young Spirit, and this is their song. If there's an ad, I'm sorry. But what this song is called is Family is a Blessing. That one part where it says family is a blessing, where life begins and love never ends. After that part, they sing that in their native tongue. That's my favorite part. Hope you guys take care. Remember to wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And, I don't know. Love yourself. Love your family. And hope we get through this. And shout out to Sarah for making me do this. Much love. And much love to everybody in the radio room who's doing this, who's putting their voices out for the quarantine, making sure we everybody hears our voices, make sure that we get through this, and yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm 15 years old, and this is my coronavirus diary. Today is March 30th, 2020, and because of the coronavirus, we are quarantined at our homes. And that means no school and not a lot of going outside. I've been with my family and my dogs, just chilling at home, and it's been really boring. I go running every morning and every afternoon. So, yeah, I do that to not be bored, but I'm still bored every day. I've been spending a lot of time online. I've been watching a lot of movies. I feel like I'm on Netflix all the time. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, and Snapchat every day, and what else? I've been spending a lot of time with my dogs. I like my dogs. I have three dogs, so that's been fun. So school's gonna be starting online now, and I'm curious to see how that's gonna go, because I wonder if some kids aren't just gonna respond or do their work or completely like disappear. I wonder if that's gonna happen. There's not a lot to do. We're just stuck at home. We don't really go outside. And when we do, sometimes we need groceries and food. So when we do, it feels, I don't know, weird. Because there's not a lot of cars out, like the streets. There'd be like six cars out in the streets, and it's pretty weird to see like the streets mostly empty, and to see the stores like out of food, out of toilet paper. And I just have a lot of questions, I guess, and plus hearing the news every day. My mom turns on the news every morning, and all they talk about is the coronavirus, how many deaths, how many people have been infected, and it's all just, I guess, scary. It's all really scary that, you know, no one's going outside. Our world is shut down. Everything is on lockdown. I guess for me, that's really scary. So that's my first coronavirus entry. And bye.
Hello, my name is Iman Flanori. I am 16 years old, and today is April 3rd of 2020. I'm doing well as of now. I'm glad to have my family. I'm very grateful for my family and being able to spend time with them, to have a mom who can have a job that she can work at home from, to have a sibling who wants to spend time with me and enjoy spending time with me, even if we do fight. And I'm very grateful to have my other mother, who takes care of us and, you know, keeps us in check, because honestly, I don't know what I would do without her. I think we'd probably end up getting our mom fired or something with how loud we talk. This time, it's very special. This has caused more people to stay at home. It's caused people to reassess their lives. I think that I'm a religious person, so I'm going to get into God here right now. But I think that God has given us this time to get closer to our families and to get to know the people that we live with more. I think that it's a very scary time. especially for people like me who have people with existing health conditions in their home. COVID-19 preys upon those people. And so we're starting to get this dynamic of people trying to protect other people, people helping other people, which is so interesting because we're managing to gather our hearts without having to gather our bodies. So we're finding different and more creative ways to be a whole and be together as people. I think that it's very important for us to learn from this time and maintain these lessons of staying with our family, these lessons of helping each other. With that, I'm going to sign off. So, see y'all next time.
Hi, this is Cougar, and today is Sunday, April 5th. You know, what's happening, y'all? I'm just out here in Oracle during quarantine. Still bored. My sister came back from New Zealand like 3 weeks ago, and she had to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks at my apartment in Tucson, so she just got back today, and that's pretty cool. So now we have a full house. Ivy, do you want to come say something?